O Isuse, vredno je tebe uvek slaviti. Amen. Možemo s tom pesmom da počnemo.
O Isuse, vredno je tebe uvek slaviti, da ti časti uvek slaviti. Boljeg nema od tebe, tom se duša raduje, tom se moja duša
pati Malachija 4. Amen.
Amen. Kada reč postane telo, u njemu onda Bog stanuje.
Amen.
A mi smo bili s njim u telu, jer kroz reč sve postane. Kad je krenuo na Golgotu, da otkupi naše grehe.
Amen.
To mi smo bili s njim na Golgoti, jer smo bili krasne. A dođe glasnik iz otkrivenja, da kroz reč objavi sve. pevajmo dalje. On živi sad, on živi sada u nebesti, sva punina je izbivena. Amen. Kao ljubav što u srcu gori, a Bog je ljubav u nama. On čezne da hoda sa tobom, kao vera čuvar tvoj. Amen. Da budeš svetlo gde jesi, on mir ti poklanja svoj. A dođe pati od mirenja, kako zreć od ja i sve. To je mala čija četiri, što veru dati u naša srca, naš Gospod je. Carstvo svoje, on carstvo svoje izgradi, na istini reči svoje, da živi sa nebeskom, kad nas uzme k sebi sve. On hodaće u svojoj slavi, sa svojom decom raduje se. Amen. Radost je sreća naša, amen, što nas vodi za nas sve. A to je vlasnik iz otkrivenja, da gospeć objavi sve. To je palakija četiri, amen, što veru vrati u naša srca, naš Gospod je. Dajmo još jednom, al dođe glasnik iz otkrivenja, da kroz reč objavi sve. To je Malahija četiri, što veru vrati u naša srca, naš Gospod je živa stena, u nama on sada stanu. Obrate moj, o sestro moja, kroz tebe Bog sada deluje. Haleluja, amen. Živa istina, amen. Haleluja, slava Bogu, amen. Divna milost je uvek biti pesmami, amen.
Divna milost će uvek biti pesmami, jer milost bi što done mir duši.
Amen.
Oh, ja ne znam zašto me on to ljubi, on provide,
haleluja,
moj greh i spasi me.
Slavimo ga.
Ja ću za
i
ožarilo, bratia i sestre.
Divná milosť me spase sramote grecha, da prigli i drži za večnosť. Sada trebam samo za slavu Isusa.
Amen.
Da sacri mi Iasu saum Revela Samogon Da ilim Cres Ignus Svetus Jetu
Pevajmo dalje.
O, slatko je,
slatko je
ići
uzanim
putem s njim,
jer
vidim
ocijaj
svetlost
slave.
Slava
Bogu, amen.
Skoro čuti njegov glas, dođi sine, ide mi sa mnom. Ja ću za uvek gledat samo Golgotu, da
još jednom ćemo pevati refren, a brat Petar Papić neka dođe da povede molitvu.
Ja ću za ove gledat samo Golgotu.
Aleluja.
Da vidim krst i tu svetu žrtvu.
Još jednom tu da prinesemo žrtvu hvale našem Bogu.
Aleluja,
to je žrtva naših usana i mi smo došli ovdje i znate šta, on je već bio tu, on se drži svojih sastanak, on nas je čekao ovdje. Hajde da mu zahvalimo još jednom na tome.
Amen.
Gospode, mi danas sa srcem punim radosti, ali ipak u svojoj poniznosti i svom poštovanju stajemo ovdje pred tvoje lice i molimo te za svaki blagoslov koji si ti već spremio za nas, mi to verujemo, Gospode, ti si to već pripremio, oče, i mi danas dolazimo kao što su Izraelci došli na goru Sinaj, Gospode, da prinesu svoju žrtvu, ali sa velikom razlikom, Gospode, mi danas možemo stati u tvojoj prisutnosti, Gospode, ti nas možeš blagosloviti svakim svojim blagoslovom, Gospode, mi možemo smelo stati pred tvoje lice, kako smo ti zahvalni zbog toga da si učinio ovo mogućim, Gospode, da ti možeš govoriti lično nama, pravo nama, da nije nam danas više potrebno ništa, ti možeš govoriti kroz sluge, kroz bilo koga, Gospode, ti nađeš način da govoriš našem srcu, da podigneš našu veru, i zato smo ovdje, Gospode, zato nas blagoslovi, zato te molimo, podigni našu veru da možemo koračati dalje u pobjedi, Gospode, u ime Isusa Hrista ja to molim, amin.
Amen, haleluja. Pevamo pesmu Više nego pobednik, nadvladavši ovaj svet, ja sam sad oslobođen krvlju Isusa Hrista. Gedu.
Yeah. sad oslobođen krvlju Isusa Hrista. Više ne pevajmo. Više nego pobednik, nadvladavši ovaj svet, ja sam sad oslobođen krvlju Isusa Hrista.
ima svu kontrolu. Slavu, nema. možemo da slavimo, amen. El Elah Elohim.
El Elah.
Slavim i tu sam Gospoda da te slavim, amen. Možemo pratiti tu pesmu, tu sam da te slavim, ili kako počinje pesma. Da, ti svetlo sveta, amen.
Ti svetlo sveta, si došao na zemlju, u tami svetlo je zasvetlilo.
Amen.
Oči si moje otvorio da vidim novi život nade sa tobom. Tu sam da te slavim. Amen. Nikad neću znati.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
I want to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus this evening.
Želimo vas večeras sve pozdraviti u ime Gospoda Isusa.
Amen. While we're standing, we'll read from the scripture.
Dok još budemo stajali, čitat ćemo iz pisma.
And we want to read from Psalms chapter 22.
Čitamo iz Psalma 22. Glave. Iz Psalma 22, izvinite.
We'll begin reading at verse 13.
Počinjemo od stiha 13.
They gape upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion.
Razvališe na mene usta svoja, lav je gladan lova i riče.
I am poured out like water and my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels.
Kao voda razlih se, rasuši se se sve kosti moje, srce moje posta kao vosak, rastopilo se u meni.
My strength is dried up like a potsherd, my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me unto the dust of death.
Sasuši se kao cijep krepost moja i jezik moj prionu za grlo, i u prah smrtni mećeš me.
For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, and they have pierced my hands and my feet.
Opkoliše me psi mnogi, čete zlikovaca ide oko mene, probodoše ruke moje i noge moje.
I may tell all my bones, and they look and stare upon me.
Mogao bih izbrojati sve kosti svoje, oni gledaju i od mene načiniše stvar za gledanje.
They part my garments among them, cast lots upon my vesture.
Dele haljine moje među sobom i za dolmu moju bacaju ždreb.
But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me.
Ali ti, Gospode, ne udaljuj se, silo moja, pohitaj mi u pomoć.
Deliver my soul from the sword, and my darling from the power of the dog.
Izbavi od mača dušu moju, od pasa jedinicu moju.
May the Lord bless the reading of the word.
Neka bi Gospod blagoslovio čitanje reči.
Let us pray.
Hajde da se pomolimo.
Heavenly Father, we come this evening with our humble hearts.
Nebeski Oče, večeras dolazimo poniznog srca.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will heal the sick and the afflicted that are among us.
Molim se, Nebeski Oče, da isceliš bolesne i namučene koji su među nama.
Father, if there be any that do not know you as their personal savior, may you save their souls this day.
Oče, ako ovdje ima nekoga ko te ne poznaje kao ličnog spasitelja, hoćeš li spasiti danas njihovu dušu?
If we live beneath our privilege, Lord, may you raise us up in your arms of grace.
Ako živimo ispod svojih privilegija, možeš li nas svojom rukom milosti podići gore?
May you have your supernatural will in this camp meeting.
Neka bi imao svoju nadprirodnu volju ovdje na ovom kampu večeras i na celom kampu.
We've come to draw closer to you, Lord.
Mi smo došli da se približimo više još tebi, Gospode.
To find out your wonderful will in our lives.
Da otkrijemo tvoju predivnu volju u našim životima.
So we surrender ourselves to thee.
Tako mi se predajemo tebi.
In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray.
U ime našeg Gospoda Isusa mi se molimo.
And the church said.
A crkva kaže.
Amen. You may have your seats this evening.
Možete večeras sesti.
I want to read from a quote that the prophet of God preached in a sermon called Believest Thou This?
Želim čitati jedan izvod iz propovedi koju je propovedao Božji prorok, da li ti vjeruješ ovo?
He said a long time ago when they used to have a rock.
Kaže davno ranije znali su da imaju jedan kamen ili stenu.
It used to be that when they would get bit by a mad dog,
i kada bi nekoga ujeo besan pas,
they would take and stick them to this mad stone.
Odveli bi ih do tamo i taj zaboli bi taj ludi kamen u njih.
And if they stuck, then they got well.
I ako bi se on zakačio, oni bi ozdravili.
If they didn't stick, they died.
Ako se ne bi zakačio, onda bi on umro.
He said, the worst mad dog I know of is the devil.
Kaže, najgori besni pas koga ja poznajem je đavo.
That's right.
Tako je, kaže.
And the only cure I know,
jedini lek koji je meni poznat, za koji znam,
is the rock of ages.
Je stena vekova.
Stick to it.
Zakačite se za njega.
Hold on.
I držite se čvrsto.
God will take care of it.
Jer Bog će se pobrinuti za sve.
This dog that would bite the people.
Taj pas koji bi ujeo ljude.
Was a dog that had been infected with the virus of rabies.
To bi bio pas koji bi možda bio zaražen sa virusom besnila.
This stone that they would go to,
a taj kamen koji bi oni uzeli,
was a folk remedy for the cure for this disease.
To je bio u stvari jedan lažni lek za iscjeljenje ove bolesti.
Now, I have two doctors that go to my church.
Ja imam dva lekara koji dolaze u moju crkvu.
And I asked them if there was any kind of healing properties that could be in this mad stone.
Ja sam ih pitao, pa da li ima nekih isceliteljskih svojstava koji bi se nalazili u tom ludom kamenu.
And both of them told me they did not know of any medical value in this mad stone.
A oboje bi mi rekli, pa zaista zapravo nema neke medicinske vrednosti u tom ludom kamenu.
But Brother Branham tells us that there is a stone that we can go to.
Ali brat Branham nam ipak kaže da postoji jedan kamen ka kome mi možemo ići.
It's not a mad stone.
I to nije ludi kamen.
It's a glad stone.
Već to je jedan kamen pun minerala i vrednosti.
It's a stone that'll make you happy.
To je kamen koji vas može načiniti sretnim.
It's a stone that has curing power.
To je kamen koji ima isceliteljsku silu u sebi.
He called it the rock of ages.
I zovu je stena vekova.
Another place he called it the cross of Christ.
I na drugom mestu on to naziva Hristovim krstom.
We know it as the power of the Holy Ghost.
A mi znamo da je to sila Svetog Duha.
Which is the strength of the blood of Jesus.
Što je u stvari snaga Isusove krvi.
He goes on to tell us that there was a time when David, being a shepherd boy,
nastavlja da sa pričom da je bilo vrijeme kada je David bio pastir.
That they would carry a bag on their hip.
Da su oni tu na boku nosili jednu torbicu.
And in this bag they would carry honey.
A u toj torbici bi nosili med.
And when a sheep would get sick,
a kada bi se ovca razbolela,
they would take that honey and pour it out on a piece of rock.
Oni bi uzeli taj med i izlili bi na jedan kamen.
And then that sick sheep would go to licking on that honey.
A onda bi ta bolesna ovca otišla i lizala taj kamen namazan.
As they licked on that honey,
i dok bi lizala taj med,
the honey didn't have no healing power.
Zapravo med u sebi nije imao nikakvu isceliteljsku silu.
But there was healing power in the minerals of that rock.
Ali ta sila se nalazila u mineralima koji je sadržao taj kamen.
And so it was the honey that got them to the rock.
Tako da u stvari to je bio med koji ih je doveo do kamena.
And so as they got to that rock, they would get healing power from the rock.
Tako da dok su išle do te stene, one bi uzimale tu isceliteljsku snagu iz tog kamena.
And so the prophet shows us that this honey bag,
tako prorok nam pokazuje da je to u stvari taj tobolac sa medom,
is a type of divine fellowship.
Tip božanskog zajedništva.
He said, "How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity."
Kako je to predivno i dobro kada se braća skupe u zajedništvu, u jedinstvu.
So he tells us that this honey is a sweetness of fellowship.
I on govori o tome da je u stvari taj med ta dražesnost zajedništva.
But the rock is the rock of revelation.
Ali u stvari taj kamen ili ta stena je stena otkrivenja.
So our revelation and our fellowship,
tako to otkrivenje kroz zajedništvo,
when they come together,
kada se ljudi skupe zajedno,
there's healing power in that.
U tome se nalazi isceliteljska sila.
There's healing for everything that's wrong with you.
Jel postoji isceljenje za bilo šta što nije u redu sa vama?
If you have sin, sickness, fellowship around the word will heal you.
Ako ste bolesni od greha, to zajedništvo oko reči će vas isceliti.
If you have physical sickness,
ako ste telesno bolesni,
then fellowship around the word,
onda će vas ovo zajedništvo
reći. Sent my word and it healed the people.
On je rekao, poslao sam svoju reč i ona je iscelila narod.
You have just spiritual sickness.
Ako postoji duhovne bolesti,
where you're just backslidden or whatever.
Na primjer, ako je neko povratnik u greh ili bilo šta drugo,
then we come together and we get stronger.
Kada se mi skupimo zajedno, mi postajemo onda jači kroz to.
And so I see that as the purpose of our meeting.
I kako ja vidim, to je u stvari svrha naših skupova.
It's to come and get some of that honey of divine fellowship.
Da dođemo malo do tog meda kroz to božansko zajedništvo.
And while we're having fellowship,
i dok još imamo to zajedništvo,
we get to have the services.
Tude su ove službe.
And through the services, then we get to get the healing power of the word.
I kroz ove službe mi dolazimo do isceliteljske sile koja je u reči.
So I encourage you through the course of the meetings.
Ja želim da vas ohrabim da tokom ovih skupova
to take advantage of every bit of the fellowship.
Da iskoristite tu priliku svega što možete izvući kroz ovo zajedništvo.
We don't need to talk about business.
Mi ne moramo ovdje pričati o poslu.
We don't need to talk about worldly things.
Ne moramo pričati o svetovnim stvarima.
Sports teams and all this worldliness.
Ili o sportu i svoj svetovnosti.
Oh, but we need to fellowship around what God is doing for you in your life.
Već ovdje smo da bi imali zajedništvo oko toga šta Bog radi sa vama i u vašim životima.
So we can build up one another in the holy faith.
Tako da bi izgradili jedni druge u svetoj veri.
Now, this animal would bite a person.
Dakle, ta životinja koja bi ujela nekoga.
And according to medical science, that the disease of rabies.
A što se tiče medicinske nauke, ta bolest besnilo.
That it takes about 60 days of incubation.
Ona, ta bolest u stvari ima inkubaciju u periodu od 60 dana.
Now, any of us that get a little bite or a little cut on our body after 60 days is completely healed.
Svako od nas ako bi bio nečim ozlijeđen ili posečen ili bilo šta, nakon 60 dana on bi u stvari bio potpuno izlečen.
You would forget all about it.
I već biste i zaboravili na to da ste imali neku povredu.
But what you fail to realize is that there's a disease in your body.
Ali ono što biste počeli da shvatate da postoji određena bolest u vašem telu.
And then after the symptoms begin,
i onda kada počnu simptomi bolesti,
according to the medical science,
što se tiče medicine,
once you get the symptoms of rabies,
jednom kada se simptomi besnila pojave na vama,
that there is no cure.
Onda praktično više nema lek.
And so I think of when Brother Brown says that we've all been bit.
I počeo sam da razmišljam o tome kada je brat Braham rekao da smo svi mi bili ujedeni.
Every one of us has been bit.
Svaki od nas je bio ujeden.
You were bitten at birth.
Vi ste bili ujedeni odmah u trenutku rođenja.
You were bitten by your birth.
Vi ste u stvari ujedeni od rođenja.
Unless we have some people of virgin birth.
Osim ako neko ovdje možda nije devičanski rođen.
I don't think you'll be able to convince your mother.
Ne mislim onda da biste mogli da kažete nešto, pripišete svojoj majci.
So we were all born in sin.
Tako da smo mi u stvari svi rođeni u grehu.
The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Biblija kaže da smo svi sagrešili i da smo ostali bez Božije slave.
Sin is of the devil.
A greh dolazi od đavola.
And as soon as we are born, the devil is there to give you the first bite.
I čim se rodite, đavo je odmah tamo da vam da prvi ujed.
And so there we need a stone tonight.
Tako da je nama večeras potreban jedan kamen.
We need a deliverance.
Potrebno je oslobođenje.
We find that as we maybe things happen in life,
vi vidimo da na primjer dok određene stvari teku kroz život,
and the prophet of God preaches a message to us called and from that time.
A Božji prorok je propovedao jednu propoved koja se zove i od tada.
And he shows us in this message that there's deciding circumstances that take place in every human life.
I onda kažu u toj propovedi da postoje odlučujuće okolnosti koje svaka osoba ima u svom životu.
There's things that happen to you along your life journey that have changed your life forever.
Postoje stvari koje se dese kroz vaš život koje zauvek mijenjaju tok vašeg života.
There's things that have happened that you will never forget as long as you are in this body.
Postoje stvari koje se dese koje nikada nećete zaboraviti dok ste u ovom telu.
And Brother Branham gives many examples.
I brat Branham tu navodi jako puno primjera.
He talks about that girl.
Govori o toj devojci.
Raised in a godly home.
Koja je koja raste u pobožnom godly home.
But she got a girlfriend. She got a boyfriend that smokes cigarette.
Ali onda ona dobija dečka koji puši.
And he took her to a dance.
I on je odvodi na ples.
And there he gave her a drink of whiskey.
I tamo joj daje da popije jedan viski.
And when she drank that whiskey,
i kada je popila taj viski,
she drank every day after that.
Od tog dana pa nadalje pije ga svaki dan.
It was from that time that she became alcoholic.
To je od tada kada je ona postala alkoholičar.
And Brother Brown tells of a man.
I brat Branham nam govori o jednom čovjeku
that he was down in Skid Row,
koji je bio dole, to je jedno mjesto gdje su beskućnici i ljudi koji su propali u životu.
And Brother Branham said, oh, he must have had a bad life.
I brat Branham je rekao, pa mora da je taj čovjek imao neki jako loš život.
But there was a pastor that was with him.
A pastir koji ga je vodio tamo.
He said, no, that man, I know that man.
Rekao, ne, ja poznajem dobro tog čovjeka.
You go listen to his story.
I rekao, hajde da čuješ njegovu priču.
So they went over to the man and asked him, sir, where, how did you get here?
I otišli su do čovjeka i pitali su ga, gospodine, kako ste dospeli ovdje?
He said, oh, you don't want to hear my story.
Rekao, sigurno ne želite slušati moju priču.
He said, no, I'm a minister, I want to hear your story.
On je rekao, ne, ja sam propovednik, ja hoću da čujem ovu priču.
He said, well, can you help me, give me some money for some whiskey?
On je rekao, hoćeš mi pomoći da mi daš malo novca za viski?
Brother Branham said, I'm a minister, I would never give you any money for whiskey.
Brat Branham je rekao, ali ja sam propovednik, nikad ti neću dati pare za viski.
So I'll go buy you some food, but I won't support your liquor.
Kaže, kupio bi ti nešto hrane, ali alkohol neću podržati.
But I want to hear your story.
Već želim samo čuti tvoju priču.
So the man sits up and leans up against Brother Branham.
Tako čovjek se malo ispravio da gleda izravno u brata Branhama.
And he said, you wouldn't believe it, but just a few years ago.
Rekao je, nećeš vjerovati, ali samo do pre nekoliko godina.
Not five blocks from here.
Ne pet blokova dalje od ovog mjesta.
I was the president of that bank.
Ja sam bio predsjednik one banke.
So, but I came home one day.
I rekao je, ali jednog dana sam došao kući.
My wife had left me a Dear John letter.
A moja žena mi je ostavila oproštajno pismo kao dragi Jovane.
And she ran away with another man.
I ona je otišla sa nekim drugim čovjekom.
And from that time I've drank out of this bottle.
I kaže, i od tog trenutka ja pijem iz ove flaše.
There's many times that people experience horrible catastrophe in their life.
Često ljudi iskuše užasne stvari u svom životu, katastrofalne.
I know of women that were brutally raped when they were young children, young girls.
Znam žene koje su brutalno bile silovane dok su još bile male devojke.
And from that time they feared men.
I od tada su počele da se boje muškaraca.
I know young men that were molested by uncles and other men when they were young boys.
Znam mladiće koji su bili zlostavljani od svojih rođaka, ujaka dok su još bili mali dečaci.
And from that time had feminine spirits on them.
I od tada su dobili na sebi taj ženski duh.
Things happen that change you forever in your lives.
Stvari se mogu desiti koje će vas od tada zauvek promijeniti u životu.
Now, I have to draw on my own personal experiences.
Želim možda izneti neka svoja vlastita iskustva.
I don't really know you people too well.
Ja vas možda baš ne poznajem najbolje.
And all you know is that I can't speak a lick of Serbian.
I jedino što znate da ja ne znam ni reč srpskog da kažem.
And so we're from two worlds.
Tako da ispada da smo mi iz dva različita sveta.
But I believe that the Bible tells us that we have suffered everything in common.
Ali ja vjerujem da nas Biblija uči da mi u stvari svi zajedno patimo i prolazimo kroz iste stvari.
so just so you'll know me a little better.
Tako ćete možda upoznati mene malo bolje.
That I was raised in a little town in New Mexico.
Ja sam bio, odrastao sam u jednom malom gradiću, Novi Meksiko se zove.
And it was a town, there was no church.
To je bio grad gde čak nije bila ni jedna crkva.
My people were not religious people.
Moji roditelji nisu bili religiozni.
All my people were heavy drinkers.
Svi moji rođaci, svi su bili pijanice.
They were cigarette smokers.
Svi od reda su pušili.
They very wild partiers.
Bili su veoma žestoki na tim zabavama, provodima. Neobuzdanim, jel tako?
Had no respect for God whatsoever.
I uopšte nisu poštovali Boga.
So I was raised in a house like that.
Tako da sam ja odrastao u jednoj takvoj kući.
Thankfully when I was about 11 years old. Thankfully when I was about 11 years old.
Mislim kad sam imao nekih 11 godina.
I mowed the grass at an old woman's house.
Ja sam kosio travu kod jedne starije žene, oko njene kuće.
And this old woman, she was a Sunday school teacher for Baptist church.
A ta stara žena je bila učiteljica nedeljne škole u baptističkoj crkvi.
And she knew that this little sinner boy wasn't going to get no church nowhere else.
I ona je znala da ovaj mali grešnik nigde nije mogao da ide u crkvu.
So when I would get done mowing grass, then she would pay me $5.
Tako kad bi ja završio sa košenjem trave, ona bi mi dala $5.
But before she would give me that $5,
ali pre nego bi mi dala tih $5,
she would take me in the house and set me down.
Uvela bi me u kuću i aj rekla je sedi.
She would give me some cookies.
Dala bi mi i neke kolače.
And she'd give me a glass of juice.
Dala bi mi i čašu soka.
And she would get out her little flannel board, little easel, you know, like this, little easel thing.
Aha, imala je, okay, imala je nešto kao ovo, neku tablu.
With the little felt people, you know, that would stick to it.
Sa nekim stvarima koje bi tu mogla da pozabada, jel?
And she would tell me Bible story.
I onda mi je kroz to pričala biblijske priče.
And she always told me about the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I uvek mi je pričala o spasonosnoj sili Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
I'd sit there and listen to her story.
Sedeo sam tamo, slušao njenu priču.
And eat my cookies.
Jeo svoj kolač.
Drink my Kool-Aid.
I pio moj sok, jel?
And then, but I wanted that $5.
Ali želeo sam tih $5.
And so I'd get my money and she'd get me in the car.
Tako dobio bi svoj novac, ona bi me ubacila u kola.
We lived out in the country, there was no houses.
Mi smo živjeli na mestu gde nije bilo kuća.
Just cornfields and
to su samo bila polja kukuruza i
and cattle, that was it.
Stoka i ništa više, to je bilo sve.
And it was a straight road from my house to her house.
I bio je put tačno od moje do njene kuće.
But that woman would pray before we would leave her driveway.
A ta žena bi se molila pre nego što bi mi krenuli od njene kuće.
And she would pray before she left my driveway to come back home.
I pomolila bi se opet pre nego što bi se vraćala nazad od moje kuće nazad ka njenoj.
So she took every opportunity to pray for me and tell me about the love of God.
Tako da je ona iskoristila svaku moguću priliku da mi kaže nešto o Božjoj ljubavi.
Now then something that she said stuck in that little 11-year-old heart of mine.
No nešto što je ona govorila, nešto se tu zabilo, zakucalo u to srce malog dečka od 11 godina.
And I never forgot that God was alive.
Ja nikad neću zaboraviti da je Bog bio živ.
I never lost the understanding that Jesus would save me from my sins.
Nikad nisam prestao to da verujem i da razumem da je Isus spasao mene od mojih greha.
But it didn't take very long, but I got too big to mow grass.
Ali onda nije prošlo dugo vremena, uskoro sam malo više porastao.
So I got other jobs and went on about my life.
Tako dobio sam posao, krenuo kroz život.
And by the time I was about 15, 16 years old, I was a full-blown alcoholic.
I kad sam već imao 15-16 godina, bio sam pravi alkoholičar.
And was using drugs pretty heavy by the time I was 16.
I počeo sam da koristim teške droge već od 16. godine.
I was just wild, hair down to my shoulders.
Bio sam baš onako neobuzdan sa kosom do ramena.
And just a wild Esau,
upravo jedan divlji Ezav.
I got in trouble with some drug dealers.
Onda sam dospeo u nevolje sa nekim dilerima droge.
So I joined the military to get away from the drug dealers.
Tako da sam se onda uključio u vojsku da bi u stvari pobegao od dilera droge.
Once I joined the military, I thought, well, this will cure me of my drug problem.
A kad sam postao vojnik, onda sam pomislio, ovo će me rešiti mog problema sa drogom.
But it wasn't very long and the drug problem was worse than it ever was.
Nije prošlo puno, a taj problem s drogom je postao gori nego ikad.
Until finally I had overdosed on LSD.
I konačno sam se predozirao na LSD drogi.
And pretty much lost my mind.
I skoro sam potpuno izgubio razum.
I was being discharged from the military.
Onda su me otpustili iz vojske.
I had wrecked my life completely.
Rasturio sam svoj život potpuno.
And so I was trying to sell more drugs to get money.
I onda sam pokušao prodati još malo više droge da bi još uzeo nešto para.
And so I was in the process of selling these drugs.
I dok sam bio u procesu prodavanja tih droga,
we went to a little place, like a motel, hotel type place.
Otišli smo u jedno malo mesto, nešto kao motel, hotel.
All the little rooms were leased out by prostitutes.
I sve te male sobe su bile namijenjene za prostituciju.
And so we had one room and we were dealing drugs to these women.
I mi smo imali jednu malu sobu odakle smo dilovali drogu ka tim ženama.
We were sitting there, we had big stereo with rock and roll.
Sedeli smo tamo pored velikih stereo zvučnika i tutnjao je rock and roll.
Just blasting out as loud as we could blast it.
Upravo je bilo napanjeno najjače što bilo moguće.
We were all taking all these drugs.
I uzimali smo sve te droge.
Completely out of my mind.
I dospeo u stanje potpuno da sam van svog uma.
And in that place, in the lowest place a man could go.
I na tom mestu najniže dokle čovjek može da stigne.
In that place with all of Satan's tools.
I na tom mestu gdje su svi Sotonini alati bili prisutni.
There was like the Lord came down and put a glass bubble all around me.
Bilo je to kao da se Gospod spustio i jedan stakleni mehur skroz stavio oko mene.
It became deathly quiet in that place.
I na tom mestu je odjedanput došla potpuna totalna tišina.
And I heard a voice that spoke out as just like you hear my voice right now.
Čuo sam glas koji mi je progovorio kao što vi sada čujete moj glas.
He said, "Look around you, boy."
Rekao je, pogledaj dečače oko sebe.
Look at your life.
I pogledaj dobro na svoj život.
Look what you've done to those that you love.
Pogledaj šta si učinio onima koje si voleo.
Look what you've done to those that love you.
Pogledaj šta si učinio onima koji su tebe voleli.
If you continue in this way, you'll die in your sins.
Ako nastaviš ovako, umrećeš u svojim grijesima.
But if you follow me, I have a work for you to do.
Rekao je, ali ako me budeš sledio, imam za tebe posao koji treba da obaviš.
And then it was like the bubble went away.
I onda kao da je taj mehur se raspustio.
All the sound came back.
I sav taj zvuk rock and rolla se vratio nazad.
All the sin and all the reality that was all around me.
I sva realnost greha koja je bila oko mene.
There was one of my friends was sitting there.
A jedan od mojih prijatelja je sedeo tu.
And he had saw that something had happened to me.
I video je da se meni nešto dogodilo.
I was like in some kind of a trance.
Ja sam bio u nekoj vrsti transa.
And he asked me, "Where did you go?"
I pitao me, "Gdje si to bio?"
I said, "I don't know, but I believe God Almighty just spoke to me."
Kažem, ne znam, ali vjerujem da mi je upravo svemogući Bog progovorio.
And this man, he looked at me and he goes, "I don't know what just happened here."
Ovaj čovjek je rekao, ne znam šta se desilo ovdje.
He said, "But you went away, you were in like a trance."
Ali ti kao da si otišao negdje, kao u nekom transu da si bio.
He said, "And I began to pray and I haven't prayed since I was a little boy."
I rekao je, ja sam počeo da se molim, a nisam se molio još od kad sam bio mali dečak.
I said, "I don't know what you're going to do, but I know what I'm going to do."
Rekao sam, ne znam šta ćeš ti da uradiš, ali znam šta ću ja da uradim.
And I got up and I walked away from that place.
Ustao sam i udaljio sam se sa tog mesta.
And I went through into the bathroom there, into the restroom.
Otišao sam u kupatilo tamo.
When I walked through the door, It was about like this on a 45 degree angle.
I kada sam ulazio kroz vrata, taj vrata su bila kao da su na 45 stepeni postavljena.
I could hardly walk.
Jedva sam mogao da uđem kroz njih.
I staggered into the bathroom.
I nekako sam se doteturao do kupatila.
And I grabbed a hold to the sink.
I onda sam se uhvatio za umivaonik.
I looked into the mirror.
Pogledao sam se u ogledalo.
And I saw my face that looked like a clown.
I video sam da mi lice izgleda kao klovn.
Big red nose and big eyes.
Veliki crven nos sa velikim očima.
Wild looking hair.
I grozan izgled kose.
But I was in the Marine Corps.
A ja sam bio u mornarici.
I didn't have no hair.
I nisam imao uopšte kose.
You know, I shaved it right down.
Ja sam to sve ošišao.
And you know, I just seen my face when I was a clown.
A ja sam video sebe u ogledalu kao da sam neki klovn.
And I grabbed that sink and I said, "Oh God, help me."
I ja sam se uhvatio za taj umivaonik i rekao, "O Bože, pomozi mi."
I said, "Forgive me of my sins."
Rekao sam, "Oprosti mi moje grehe."
And I looked back in that mirror.
I pogledao sam ponovo u ogledalo.
And it was like water was running down off of that mirror.
I izgledalo je kao da neka voda teče sa ogledala.
And then all of a sudden the water just went away.
I odjedan puta voda je otišla negde.
And I looked, I saw another face in there.
I kad sam pogledao, video sam neko drugo lice tamo.
And this went on for several minutes.
I to je bilo, trajalo nekih nekoliko minut.
I seen all kinds of faces.
Počeo sam da vidim raznorazna lica.
I saw my face look like a cat.
Video sam onda svoje lice kao da mi je kao mačka.
I seen my face look like a woman.
Video sam svoje lice kao da sam žensko.
And it went on for several minutes.
I to je trajalo nekoliko minuta sve.
The last thing I saw was my face looked like a skeleton.
A posljednje što sam video je lice kao kostur.
And my heart was about to break.
A srce skoro da mi je puklo.
I thought I'd sinned away my day of grace.
I ja sam pomislio, prešao sam dane svoje milosti.
I didn't think there was no hope for me.
Mislim da nema više nade za mene.
I didn't think God would save me. I was too far gone.
Izgleda kao da sam predaleko otišao, kao da Bog više neće da me spasi.
I bowed my head. I said, "Oh Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins."
I savio sam glavu i rekao sam, "O Gospode Isuse, spasi me od mojih greha."
Something came down in that room, friend.
I nešto se spustilo u tu sobu.
Those drugs would last from somewhere between 7 and 9 hours.
A dejstvo te droge bi trajalo od 7 do 9 sati.
It's in your bloodstream, you can't turn them off.
I to je bilo sve u krvotoku i ne bi se mogli toga rešiti nikako.
But in 15 minutes,
ali samo u roku od 15 minuta,
calling on the name of my Lord,
dok sam prizivao ime svog Gospoda,
he gave me back my right mind.
Vratio me nazad u zdrav um.
He made me as sober as I am this very moment.
Toliko sam bio trezven kao što sam i ovog trenutka.
I looked in that mirror, I saw a young man I hadn't seen in a long time.
I kada sam pogledao ogledalo, video sam mladića koga davno nisam video.
It was the healing power of Almighty God.
To je bila isceliteljska sila svemogućnog Boga.
And I could say from that time.
I mogu reći i od tada.
I ain't been the same no more.
Ja nisam više isti.
I would never stand in front of a group of people.
Više nikad neću biti u takvoj grupi ljudi.
Oh, but now I can't wait to get before the people.
A sada jedva da mogu da čekam vreme da bi došao među ljude.
To tell them the wonderful power of my Savior.
Da bi im rekao o predivnom sili spasenja.
To tell the world that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Da bi rekao ljudima da Isus Hrist isti juče, danas i zauvek.
The same God that met Moses.
Isti Bog koji je sreo Mojsija.
In the burning bush is the same God that met Paul on the road to Damascus.
U gorećem žbunu je isti Bog koji je sreo Pavla na putu za Damask.
He was the same God that met William Branham, amen, in Greensville, Indiana, in a cave.
To je isti Bog koji se sreo i sa Williamom Branhamom u Greensmillu tamo u pećini.
But he's not just a God of yesterday.
Ali on nije samo Bog jučerašnjeg dana.
But he's a God of today.
Već on je Bog današnji.
The same Jesus.
Isti taj Isus.
Met me in a whorehouse, amen, in Santa Ana, California.
Sreo me je u javnoj kući tamo u Kaliforniji.
Amen, and delivered my soul from sin.
I izbavio mi dušu od greha.
From that time.
I od tada.
The effects of sin.
Efekti greha.
They say that they're taking that many drugs.
Kažu kada uzmete tako pune droge.
That you'll have flashbacks the rest of your life.
Da ćete imati posljedice do kraja svog života.
That's been 30 years ago.
A prošlo je 30 godina od tada.
I ain't had the first flashback.
Ja nisam imao ni jednu posljedicu.
Oh, they tell me that once you're an alcoholic.
Kažu mi jednom kad postaneš alkoholičar.
That you're an alcoholic the rest of your life.
Da ćeš onda biti alkoholičar do kraja života.
God took away the taste of liquor from me.
Bog je uzeo tu alkoholnu stvar od mene.
And I've walked through drunkards and booze and parties of every kind. I never had the first desire for it.
I onda sam prolazio kroz razna mjesta gdje su bile pijanke i svakakve stvari i nisam imao ni najmanju želju više za time.
Sit there, they can smoke all the cigarettes, all the dope they want to. I got the first temptation to take that stuff.
Mogli ste pušiti cigareta koliko god ste htjeli, ali ja čak ni to prvo iskušenje nisam imao.
From that time, friends.
Jel od tada, prijatelji.
Oh my. Old Satan had that old mad dog had bitten me as a boy.
Taj Sotona, taj besni pas me ujeo još kao dečaka.
Was molested sexually as a child.
Bio zlostavljan seksualno kao dete.
I was introduced to liquor and cigarettes just as a little boy.
Već su mi dali alkohol i cigarete kao malom dečaku.
4 or 5 years old, they give me cans of beer just to get me drunk.
Sa 4-5 godina su mi davali konzerve piva da bi se napio.
My mother, my father, they had pornography all over the house and it was just free, just take all you want.
A otac i majka su imali pornografiju svuda po celoj kući i mogli ste uzeti koliko god ste htjeli.
Oh, the devil had the mad dog had bitten me over and over again.
Taj đavo, taj besni pas me je grizao sve vrijeme i grizao.
But one day I came in contact with the stone.
Ali jednog dana sam došao u kontakt sa kamenom.
The rock that was cut out of the mountain without hands.
Taj kamen koji je bio odvaljen sa planine bez ruku.
It came down and struck the enemy. Oh, hallelujah.
Koji se skotrljao i udario neprijatelja.
Amen, and now he's set up his kingdom in my life.
Sada je to kraljestvo u mom životu.
Hallelujah! It was there very shortly after that.
Bilo je veoma brzo, bilo je to tamo.
I tried to go to a denominational church.
Pokušao sam otići do jedne denominacijske crkve.
At that time I didn't even have a Bible.
I tada čak nisam imao još ni Bibliju.
So I went to church to get a Bible.
Tako otišao sam u crkvu da bi nabavio Bibliju.
But I got back with some of my old friends.
Ali sam se vratio nazad sa nekim od mojih starih prijatelja.
You know, the devil sure sends somebody along the way when you're trying to serve God.
Znate, Bog, Sotona će slati neke ljude u vaš život sve vrijeme dok budete htjeli služiti Bogu.
Well, I got with those boys and we did drugs again.
Ja sam dospio sa tim momcima s kojima smo dilovali drogu.
Well, when I did those drugs, then the Lord just he really put it on me that time.
Kada sam došao ponovo u kontakt sa njima i sa tom drogom, Gospod me tada veoma stisnuo.
I kept hearing this voice that said that I had killed myself.
Počeo sam da čujem taj glas koji mi je govorio da sam ubio samog sebe.
And that I was in hell.
I da se nalazim u paklu.
And that they were going to mark me with 666.
I da ću dobiti taj žig ili beleg 666.
And so I was scared to death.
Tako da sam se do smrti uplašio.
And so this voice kept telling me, you're laying up in your room, you're dead. You shot yourself in the head.
Taj glas je nastavio da mi govori, ti ležiš tamo u svojoj sobi, upucao si se i sad si mrtav.
I said, well, I'm just going to go see then.
What?
I said, I'm just going to go see.
Rekao sam, oh, pa idem to da vidim.
Well, I got up there and I wasn't dead.
I kad sam ustao, vidio sam da nisam mrtav.
He said, no, you're in hell.
Rekao, ne, ti si u paklu.
I said, well, I belong with that.
Rekao, pa, izaći ću odande.
I'm talking to this thing.
I ja sam razgovarao sa tim glasom.
So I said, well, I just got to get off this base. I know that it was on a military base. And I said, I'll get off here. They won't be able to mark me with 666.
Rekao sam, ah, pa onda ću izaći iz ove vojne baze i neću dozvoliti da me niko obeleži sa 666. Idemo odavde.
So I left and I went out in the place. There was an old tree. I used to park under this old tree.
Tako da sam otišao do jednog mesta, bilo je tamo neko staro drvo, znao bi se parkirati tamo kod tog starog drveta.
So I'll just sleep this off.
I rekao sam sam sebi, ma ovo ću samo da prespavam.
So when I was sit there looking out, you know, trying to go to sleep.
I bio sam tamo i posmatrao i pokušao sam da spavam.
I would hear these voices.
I ti glasovi bi mi dolazili.
So then I would close my eyes to try to go to sleep.
I ja bi zatvorio oči da bi spavao.
And I don't know if you ever saw one of those little toys you could look through the hole and turn it and it would be all these different colors.
Ne znam da li ste imali tu igračku kada biste stavili ovako na oko i kako okrećete te boje bi se menjale.
We call it a kaleidoscope, I think.
Oni to zovu kao neki kaleidoscope, tako nekako.
Well,
kaleidoskop.
Yeah, it was like they put one on each eye and started turning it like this.
To je kao da su mi dva stavili na oči i ovako okretali.
And I would hear this loud screaming noise in my ears.
I čuo sam te glasne glasove u svojim ušima.
And so I closed my eyes and it would be like torment.
I kad sam zatvorio oči, to je bilo kao mučilište neko.
And then I would open my eyes and then I would hear these voices.
I kad bi otvorio oči, i dalje bi čuo te glasove.
I said, oh, I'm going crazy.
Pa rekao sam, hej, pa izgleda ću poludeti.
And so I said, well, I said, Lord, if you'll let me, I'll go back to that church tomorrow.
Ja sam rekao, Gospode, ako mi ti omogućiš to, otiću ponovo nazad u tu crkvu.
And if it's possible,
i ako je moguće,
to serve you in hell,
da ti služim u paklu,
I'll serve you in hell.
Onda ću ti služiti čak i u paklu.
So I was on my way back to the base.
I bio sam ponovo na putu povratka u tu vojnu bazu.
And I seen a man walking next to the road.
I video sam čovjeka kako hoda pored susjedne sobe.
And he was limping, he was hurt really bad.
A on je hramao i bio veoma povrijeđen.
So I pulled over and I looked and he was another Marine.
Ja sam ga povukao i pogledao, a ono ispalo da je to jedan drugi mornar.
So I said, hey, get in here, what's the matter, bud?
Ja sam rekao, hej, prijatelju, uđi unutra, u čemu je problem?
And he gets in the car and he's all cut up and hands and face and body is all like, all scratched up.
I kad je ušao u kola, bio je sav isečen, skroz i po licu i po telu, po rukama, kao da su ga isekli.
I said, what happened to you?
Pitao sam ga, šta ti se desilo?
He said, well, he said, I should be dead right now.
Rekao je, znaš, sad bi već trebao biti mrtav.
I'm thinking, well, I'm dead.
I ja sam razmišljao, hej, pa ja sam mrtav.
So he's probably dead too and don't know it.
Vjerovatno da je on mrtav, a da još toga nije svestan.
He goes, I just rolled my motorcycle down the like the autobahn, you know, down the freeway.
Rekao je, ja sam vozio svoj motor niz autoput.
He said about 70 miles an hour. He said I just flipped down the freeway.
Rekao je, vozio sam nekih 130 km na čas autoputem.
He said, I can't believe I'm alive.
I prevrnuo sam se i kaže, ne mogu vjerovati da sam još živ.
I told him, I said, well, I hate to break the news to you.
On je rekao, znaš, baš mi nije drago da ti donosim ovakvu novost.
But you're not alive.
Ali ti više nisi živ.
You're dead.
I ti si mrtav.
And I'm dead.
I ja sam mrtav.
And we're in hell.
I mi se nalazimo trenutno u paklu.
You never seen such a puzzled look on a man's face.
Nikad niste vidjeli tako čudan izraz na licu nekog čovjeka.
He looked at me and goes, "What are you talking about?"
Pogledao me i rekao, "O čemu ti to govoriš?"
I said, "Oh yeah, I killed myself a little while ago."
Rekao sam, "Znaš, ja sam se nedavno ubio."
And I said, "When we get back to the base, they're going to mark us with 666."
I rekao, "Kad se vratimo nazad u vojnu bazu, tamo ćemo dobiti pečat 666."
That man was scared out of his mind.
Taj čovjek je malo poludeo od straha.
I said, "But I'll take you on to the hospital."
Rekao, "Ali ja ću te ipak odvesti u bolnicu."
I said, "But I'm going to do my very best to serve the Lord from now on."
Ali daću sada sve od sebe da služim Gospoda od sad pa nadalje.
I didn't know nothing.
Ništa nisam znao.
I didn't know anything about God.
Ništa nisam znao Bogu.
I never read not hardly one word in the Bible.
Nisam nikad pročitao čak ni jednu reč iz Biblije.
All I had was that what that little old Baptist Sunday school teacher had taught me.
Sve što sam imao je u stvari ono što me učila ta stara žena iz nedeljne škole.
But what she did was sow a seed. Ali ono što, faith in the heart of an 11-year-old preacher boy.
Ali ono što je ona radila tada je ona je sejala seme u srce 11-godišnjeg propovednika.
So you don't know who that little kid is running down the street.
Tako ni vi ne znate ko je možda to malo dete na ulici.
That little boy that your children plays with.
Ili taj mali dečak s kojim se igraju vaša deca.
Don't miss an opportunity.
Nemojte nikad propustiti priliku.
He may be a diamond in the rough.
On je možda dijamant u prljavštini nekoj.
He may be a little preacher down inside of there.
Možda se tamo dole unutra nalazi jedan propovednik.
If you don't help him, nobody else will.
Ako mu vi ne pomognete, neće mu niko drugi pomoći.
So I got that boy back to the base and got him to the hospital.
Tako vratio sam tog momka nazad u bazu i vodio ga u bolnicu.
And I went and I got in bed.
Ušao sam unutra i stavio ga u krevet.
And I tried to read the Bible, but the words were just saying crazy stuff.
I počeo sam da čitam svoju Bibliju, a u Bibliji sve neke lude stvari.
I mean, stuff I ain't never been able to find in the Bible. I read things that night I never found in the Bible.
Aha, čitao sam stvari tada koje nikada sad ne bi mogao naći u Bibliji.
But the Bible says if our gospel is hid, it's hid from those that are lost.
A Biblija nam kaže da ako je evanđelje sakriveno, ono je sakriveno od onih koji su izgubljeni.
It didn't make any sense to me.
I to mi nije dalo nekog smisla.
But I went to sleep and woke up the next morning.
Al sam legao da spavam i onda sam ustao sutra ujutru.
Sun was shining.
Sunce je sijalo.
Birds were singing.
Ptice pevale.
I was about my right mind again.
Ja sam ponovo bio u svom zdravom umu.
And I said, I'm going to that church.
Rekao sam, ali ići ću u tu crkvu.
Well, I went to that church and there was a bunch of people there.
I kad sam otišao u tu crkvu, tamo je bilo poprilično dosta ljudi.
I said, oh good, I'm going to get to meet the preacher.
Rekao sam, odlično, sad ću da se sretnem s propovjednikom.
So I asked that lady, I said, you know, can I meet the preacher?
I onda sam tamo rekao, mogu li sresti propovjednika?
And she says, no, this is not church service.
I oni su rekli, ne, ovo nije sada crkvena služba.
So, well, man, I need to come to church.
I rekao sam, ej, ali ja moram doći u crkvu.
She goes, no, this isn't a regular church service, this is a wedding.
Rekao je, znaš, ovo nije bogosluženje, ovo je trenutno svadba.
Well, I said, that'll be good enough for me, I'll come to church.
Rekao je, okej, to je dovoljno za mene samo kad sam došao u crkvu.
She said, no, you can't come to this church.
Ona rekla, ne možeš doći u ovu crkvu.
You gotta be invited to be to the wedding.
Moraš biti pozvan da bi prisustvovao svadbi.
I said, man, I really need to come to church, you just don't know how bad I need to come to church.
Ja sam rekao, hej, pa nemate pojma koliko moram doći u crkvu.
She said, well, you just come back tomorrow.
Ona je rekla, pa ipak najbolje da dođeš sutra.
Oh, I was afraid to come back, I didn't know if I could even wait till the next day.
A ja sam se plašio da to odložim za sutra, plašeći se da ću naći uopšte put do crkve sutra.
Well, they gave me I went the next day.
Ja sam otišao ipak sutradan.
They took me up into a Sunday school class.
I odveli su me u nedeljnu školu.
And I told them, I said, I really need to get saved.
I rekao sam im, znate, stvarno želim biti spasen.
I really need to know that I know.
Stvarno želim da znam da znam.
They said, well, what you do? And she handed me a stack of paper.
I rekli su, okej, okay, evo šta
this,
treba da uradiš i dali su mi jedan štos papira kao
except
ovo.
Except it was about, oh, maybe 3-4 centimeters thick.
Samo je bilo ovako debelo, jednu 3-4 centimetara.
And on the front of it,
i na prvoj strani,
it was the Marine Issue Bible Study Course.
I to je bila jedna tema proučavanja koju su proučavali u mornarici.
It was a government issue.
To je bila stvar koju je vlada tamo postavila.
And it was a study course on how on what to do to be a Christian.
I to je bio u stvari jedan kurs koji su oni imali kako biti hrišćanin, oni u vojsci.
And it started out with true and false and multiple choice questions.
I oni su i to je počelo kao ono tačno netačno i sa mnoštvom da izaberete više odgovora na jedno pitanje.
And as you got a little farther down in there, then there were some fill in the blank questions.
A onda kako sam išao dalje, tamo su bile neke praznine koje sam ja trebao da upišem. Popunim.
I got through about page 6.
I kad sam došao do šeste stranice,
I said, this is a joke.
I rekao sam, ovo mora da je šala.
This is ridiculous.
Ovo je smešno.
I want to get saved.
Pa ljudi, ja želim biti spasen.
So I tried there for a good little while.
Tako da trudio sam se izvesno vrijeme.
You know, a week or so trying to find somebody to help me.
Nekih nedjelju dana pokušavao sam naći pomoć.
And so I was walking one day, I went to go get some eat at the cafeteria.
Želeo sam onda jednog dana da odem i da pojedem nešto u kafeteriju.
And I seen a guy in there that I had run with about a year before.
You see a guy?
I seen a man
yeah.
That we had partied together about a year before.
Vidio sam jednog čovjeka s kojim sam bio pre godinu dana na zabavi nekoj, na žurki.
We had went to an outdoor rock and roll festival, about 300,000 people.
Bio je to jedan otvoreni rock and roll festival gdje je bilo prisutno možda 300,000 ljudi.
3 days of the just wildest music and rock and roll, of the cutting edge of the day.
Znate, to je bio trodnevni
most popular bands
rock
of that
and roll
hour.
Festival sa svom tom silnom muzikom njihovom od početka do kraja dana i to je bio, jel? Najpoznatiji bendovi grupe su bile tamo.
So I seen this guy that I'd been with before.
I vidio sam tog čovjeka s kim sam i ranije bio.
And I said, his name was David.
A zvao se David.
I said, Dave, I said, how you been?
Rekao sam, Dave, kako si?
Well, when he seen me,
a kada je on video mene,
it was, must have been like the brothers back in the times of the Bible.
Mora da je to bilo kao sa braćom iz biblijskih dana.
When Saul of Tarsus showed up in Jerusalem.
Kada se Saul iz Tarsa pojavio u Jerusalimu.
Because when he saw me, it looked like he saw a ghost.
Jer kad je on video mene, on je pomislio da je video duha.
Because he knew what I was.
Jer on je znao kakav sam ja bio.
And I said, you still running wild? You still partying?
Rekao sam, da li si još uvijek takav da ideš po tim žurkama i po svemu tome?
He goes, oh no.
Rekao je, ne.
He said, I'm a Christian. I've given my heart to the Lord.
Rekao je, ne, ja sam postao hrišćanin, predao sam srce Gospodu.
And I said, can I sit down here and talk to you for a minute?
Rekao sam, ej, mogu li sesti malo s tom da popričam?
He said, well, I guess, go ahead.
Rekao sam, pa, hajde izvoli.
So I sat down with him and I told him my story.
I ja sam seo i onda mu ispričao celu moju priču.
I told him, I want to be a Christian.
Rekao sam mu, znaš, želim biti hrišćanin.
He began to tell me things like, you need to surround yourself with believers.
I on je počeo da mi priča nešto kao, znaš, moraš se okružiti sa vernicima.
You need to get rid of all your worldly associations.
Moraš se otarasiti svih tih svetovnih udruženja.
You need to begin to feed upon the message of the hour.
I moraš početi da se hraniš na poruci svoga vremena.
I said, well, what is the message of the hour?
A ja sam pitao, a šta je to poruka ovog za ovaj dan?
He said, well, you need to come back to my room with me and I'll show you.
Rekao je, pa moraš doći kod mene u moju sobu i onda ću ti sve pokazati.
So I went back to his room with him and
i otišao sam s njim tamo u njegovu sobu.
This is September of 1983.
To je septembar 1983. godine.
And he takes me to his room and he says, you need to listen to some good Christian music.
Odveo mu u svoju sobu i rekao je, znaš, trebaš da slušaš stvarno neku dobru hrišćansku muziku.
Well, at that time there was a young girl, her name was Sharon LaFontaine.
A u to vrijeme bila jedna mlada devojka koja se zvala Sharon LaFontaine.
She's now married and her name is Sharon Van White now.
I ona je udata i ona se sad zove Sharon Van White.
But she was just a 17-year-old girl at that time.
Ali u to vrijeme imala je samo 17 godina.
And she had made a little CD.
I napravila,
or a little tape, cassette tape.
Ili napravila jednu malu kasetu.
And on that cassette tape there was a song.
A na toj kaseti je bila jedna pesma.
And that song was called The Day He Wore My Crown.
Tamo je bila pesma koja se zvala Dan kada će on nositi moju krunu.
And so he put this tape on.
I on je ubacio tu kasetu.
And I began to listen to the words of this song.
I počeo sam slušati pesmu, reči te pesme.
And the words of this song, I don't know them by heart, but they go something like this.
A reči te pesme ne znam iskroz na pamet, ali ide nekako ovako.
Says that he said, I should have been crucified.
Rečeno je, ja sam trebao biti razapet.
I should have died.
Ja sam trebao umreti.
I should have suffered.
Ja sam trebao da patim.
I was the one.
Ja sam bio taj.
But he wore my crown.
Ali on je nosio moju krunu tada.
Well, friends, I don't know what that means to you, but
prijatelji, ne znam šta bi to možda moglo vama značiti, ali meni.
To a little boy, that, a young boy that didn't know anything about God.
Jednom mladom momku koji ništa nije znao o Bogu.
To realize that somebody died for me.
Svesnost da je neko umro za mene.
Was the ultimate sacrifice of a Marine.
To je bilo u stvari kao jedna potpuna žrtva, svedovoljna žrtva za jednog mornara.
I understood what it was like or what it meant for another man to give his life for his friends.
Ja sam shvatao šta znači da jedan čovjek da svoj život za svog prijatelja ili prijatelje.
But then as I began to listen to the song,
i dok sam počeo slušati tu pesmu,
I realized that Jesus didn't die for me.
Shvatio sam da Isus nije umro za mene,
but he died instead of me.
Već da je umro umjesto mene.
I was the one that was supposed to go to Calvary.
Ja sam bio taj koji je trebao ići na Golgotu.
I was the one that was supposed to be beaten.
Ja sam bio taj koji je trebao biti udaran.
I was the one.
Ja sam bio taj.
When I heard that song, friends,
prijatelji, kada sam čuo tu
pesmu, it was like heaven opened up.
To je kao da mi se nebo otvorilo.
And the angels came down.
I da su anđeli sišli dole.
And I fell on my face before God.
I legao sam licem pred Boga.
Right there, listening to the song of a 17-year-old girl.
Tamo dok sam slušao pesmu devojke od 17 godina.
A big, hardened United States Marine surrendered his life to Jesus Christ.
Jedan tvrd mornar Sjedinjenih Država predao je tamo srce Isusu Hristu.
Now I knew I was saved beyond anything.
I sad sam bio, spoznao sam da sam spasen više od bilo čega.
So it shows us that the things that you do for God.
I to nam pokazuje da stvari koje radite za Boga.
You young people, when you can sing a song and put it on a tape.
Vi mladi kada pevate neku pesmu i to možete snimiti na kasetu.
You don't know where it's gonna go.
Vi ne znate gdje će ta kaseta stići.
Well, I completely gave my life to the Lord.
Ja sam potpuno predao svoj život Gospodu.
He introduced me to the brothers.
I on me doveo do braće.
They had all come into the message right around the same time.
I svi su oni došli u poruku otprilike u isto vrijeme.
And I was being discharged right there within a week or so of the time of this happening.
I ja onda sam bio otpušten odmah u toku nedjelju dana kad se to dešavalo.
So they got me enough money to get me to Tucson, Arizona.
I dali su mi samo toliko novca da mogu stići do Tucsona u Arizoni.
And there the Lord started the ministry.
I tamo je započeo Gospod službu.
And shortly thereafter I was filled with the Holy Ghost.
I ubrzo nakon toga sam bio ispunjen Svetim Duhom.
And I met my wife.
Sreo sam i svoju suprugu.
And we were married about a year later.
I uzeli smo se godinu dana kasnije.
And we now have four children.
Sada imamo četvoro dece.
And six grandchildren.
I šestoro unučadi.
And is wonderful, beautiful family, and I thank God for them.
Imam predivnu porodicu i zahvalan sam Bogu za njih.
I live such a horrible, wicked life. I didn't think God would ever give me a wife.
Živeo sam tako užasan život da sam mislio da mi Bog nikad neće dati ženu.
She gave me a real pretty one.
A on mi u stvari dao čak jednu veoma lepu.
She can play a piano.
Ona svira klavir.
And she sings like an angel.
Peva poput anđela.
And she cooks like my grandma.
A kuva kao moja baka.
What more? Brother Bram said he gave you the best thing that he could give you outside of salvation.
Kaže brat Braham, to je najbolja stvar koju ti Bog može dati osim spasenja.
Is a good wife.
To je jedna dobra žena.
The story goes on. There's many things I could tell you, but I wanted to show you some one other thing.
I kako ide priča dalje, postoje mnoge stvari koje bih vam teo da vam pokažem, ali reći ću vam još nešto.
It was about 14 or 15 years after I was converted.
Bilo je to otprilike negdje 14-15 godina nakon mog obraćenja.
And I was up in Toledo, Ohio.
Bio sam gore u Toledo u Ohio.
And I was preaching for Brother Paul LaFontaine.
I propovedao sam za brata Paula LaFontaine.
It was the first time I'd ever preached for brother Paul.
Prvi put sam tada propovedao za brata Paula.
We had only met briefly.
Mi smo se samo ono na malo na kratko sreli.
In the early 80s I had met him one time.
Negde u početku 80-ih godina smo se jednom sreli.
He was singing and is raised in church, but he was I don't think he was really completely converted at the time.
On je pevao i on je odrastao u crkvi, ali ne mislim da je baš bio potpuno obraćen u to vreme.
So now he's a pastor of a church.
A sada je već pastir crkve.
So many years later and
tako dosta godina kasnije.
And so I was preaching and I was telling a bit of my own testimony.
I dok sam propovedao, ubacio sam nešto malo iz mog svedočanstva.
And I realized that sitting there was the girl.
I shvatio sam da tamo sedi jedna devojka.
Sister Sharon was sitting there in the congregation.
Sestra Sharon je sedela tamo u zajednici.
The one that had sang when I gave my heart to the Lord.
Jedna koja je pevala kada sam ja svoje srce predavao Gospodu.
And so I'm telling my testimony.
I dok sam govorio o svom svjedočanstvu.
And all the time getting closer to this part.
I sve vrijeme sam se približavao sve bliže tom delu.
And so I started telling about this girl.
I počeo sam iznenada pričati o toj devojci.
And I heard her sing this song.
What?
And I heard her sing this song.
A čuo sam kako ona peva tu pesmu.
And I got to that part about that 17-year-old girl singing that song.
I došao sam tačno u to na tog mesta gdje ta 17-godišnja devojka peva baš tu pesmu.
I said it was a little song called The Day He Wore My Crown.
Rekao sam, bila je tamo jedna pesma koja se zvala Dan kada je on nosio moju krunu.
And about that time me and Sister Sharon locked eyes.
I u tog trenutka sestra Sharon i ja smo se spojili pogledom.
And I just told her thank you right there.
I baš sam onda njoj rekao hvala ti.
And we both started bawling.
I oboje smo počeli da plačemo.
I was crying and she was crying.
I ja i ona smo plakali.
And I got to thanking her mama and daddy.
I ona sam zahvaljivo njenoj majci i ocu.
I got to thanking God and thanking everybody and we had church.
Zahvaljivali Bogu i svima i zbog crkve.
But what I didn't know.
Ali ono što nisam znao.
Was that she had drifted far away from God.
Da se ona u stvari udaljila od Boga.
And she was actually at a point in her life she was going to leave the church.
U stvari ona je bila na mjestu u svom životu kada je htjela napustiti crkvu.
But from that time.
Ali od tada.
Amen. God changed and turned her life around.
Bog je preokrenuo njen život ponovo.
And she's been fervent for the Lord ever since.
I od onda je zapaljena za Gospoda.
Oh, you see, you cast your bread upon the water.
Vidite, ako bacite hleb na vodu,
it'll come back to you.
Vratit će vam se nazad.
Brother Branham said it'll come back to you with butter and jelly on it.
Brat Branham je rekao, vratit vam će vam se nazad sa puterom i sa pekmezom preko njega.
Let's stand to our feet.
Ustanimo na.
Let's get a guitar player and a piano player.
Ajde, vi muzičari, gitare i pianina, orguljaš.
Don't remember all the words to that one, but I like that song we were singing there, El Eli, Elohim.
Volim tu pesmu gdje pevamo El Elah, Elohim.
Oh, I love to worship Him.
Oh, tako volim da ga slavim.
And so tonight, that same Jesus.
Taj isti Isus.
Amen, is here tonight.
Yeah, i večeras ovdje.
Oh, you don't have to wait.
Ne morate čekati na ništa.
Run to Jesus before Amen. It's everlasting too late.
Samo trčite ka Isusu dok nije prekasno.
He'll heal you. He's the mad stone tonight.
On je večeras taj ludi kamen.
Stick to him.
I priljubite se uz njega.
You'll be healed.
I bit ćete isceljeni.
You'll be well.
Bit ćete zdravi.
All the devil's poison will be taken from you.
I sav sotonski otrov će biti sklonjen od vas.
Amen. He'll heal you.
On će vas isceliti.
Oh, lead out, brothers. You,
povedi, brat.
You'll do well. I'll just kind of hum along.
Hoću samo da te pratim.
Elela.
Elohim, Proslaviti Isusa Hrista. Kaže reč Božja da se celo nebo, da se anđeli raduju kada se jedan grešnik obraća. I ja verujem da je obraćenje našeg brata bilo tako da je stvarno nebo se radovalo, zato što seme Bože, jednostavno, Bog čuva svoje seme i u ono vreme, kao što je Pavle rekao, kada je Bogu omiljelo da objavi njegovog ljubljenog sina, onda, kada se to vreme ispuni, ni droge, ni muzika, ni pakao, ništa ne može zadržati seme Božije. Kakva milost. Jednostavno svedočanstvo, ali istinito. Eto, 30 godina je prošao, naš brat još uvijek služi Gospodu. Ja verujem da je to nešto što je večno, što ostaje u njemu. Inače, njegovo svedočanstvo je još mnogo bogatije. Svidilo mi se naročito kako ga je Gospod pozvao u službu da propoveda. Možda će podeliti to u nekoj idućoj službi, ali jednostavno, ja mislim da možemo vidjeti da Bog može svakog spasiti. Vi niste previše grešni, vi ne možete previše sagrešiti, a da vas Bog ne može izvući iz toga. I prorok kaže, kako možete znati o tome? Pa kada želite da dođete ka njemu. To je pravi znak da on ima otvorena vrata za vas. I tako, hvala Bogu za... Eto ovaj uvod, ovaj početak za naš kamp i ja bih volio da Sveti Duh nastavi da radi. Amen. Na svakom od nas, kao što se brat molio na početku, možda nekome treba obraćenje, ako je u svetu, ako ne poznaje Gospoda Isusa, možda je neko bolestan, možda ima nekih nevolja, možda je neko hrišćanin, ali živi ispod svojih privilegija, pa vreme je da dođemo, da živimo jedan standard, jel da? Da možemo reći, uživam u svim pogodnostima hrišćanstva, uživam u svim blagoslovima, u svemu što Bog uzeo, jednostavno sa Golgote i doneo nazad, jer kaže, on je sišao sa neba i doneo darove ljudima. Yes. I mi bi trebali da imamo udjela u svim tim dobrim stvarima sa neba. I neka bi nam Bog otvorio oči koliko je bogati sto prostret pred nama, jednostavno da bi uzeli od svih tih stvari. Eto, to je moja molitva. Ja bih volio da vas Bog sve blagoslovi, da budemo otvorenog srca kao što smo pevali, budemo željnog srca, dajemo slavu Gospodu Isusu. Možemo još jednu pesmu na kraju, brate, koju imaš. Možemo
ovaj pesmu Uzmi srce mi, amen?
To je cedura.
Aleluja. Uzmi srce mi, promeni ga ti. Srce mi neka služi ti.
Još jedno pevajmo, uzmi srce mi.
Uzmi srce mi, promeni ga ti. Uzmi srce mi, neka služi ti. Jer ti si ložan, a ja kao tvoj. Rukome menjaj na sam lik tvoj. Uzmi srce mi, promeni ga ti.
Izraelu, jer ti si Lončar, amen.
Jer ti si Lončar, a ja kao tvoj, ruko me menjaj na sablik tvoj. Uzmi srce mi, promeni ga ti, uzmi srce mi, neka služi ti.
Aleluja, amen. Ova pesma je naša molitva, amen. Neka uzme o naše srce, neka ga promeni tako da bi njemu služili, amen. Aleluja. Amen. Eto, ovako kroz ove utiske od Svetog Duha koje možemo poneti, ja bih volao da završimo službu, da raspustimo ovaj skup i da jednostavno završimo za prvo večer na ovakav način. Možda možemo neke stolice vratiti ili šta god već posle službe, ali eto, znate kakav je raspored, volio bi da nekako se pridržavamo svih tih stvari i da pokažemo jednostavno našim životom, jel da, da je Bog učinio nešto za nas, ko zna, ko ovo sluša, ko ovo gleda, ko će ovo čuti. I neka svi utisci koji god mogu doći sa ovog skupa budu samo dobri. Da mogu ljudi reći, ovdje su bili neki hrišćani, ovdje su bili neki ljudi koji drže do časti, do onoga što je napisano u reči i njihovo ponašanje i njihovi razgovori i njihove pesme i sve to je toliko drugačije da bi neki bili žedni za onim što mi imamo. Amen. Jer to je život Božji. Neka vas Bog blagoslovio i eto, ovako ćemo raspustiti ovaj skup. Možemo se pozdraviti, službe se završaju. Amen.